The high season of eating is upon us, and new ideas are always welcome, especially ones that are going to save us time. Now, in that spirit, I've invited my partner in crime, producer Sally Swift, to join me here in the studio so we can talk about some quick and easy ideas for the holidays. So, Sally, why don't we start with appetizers?
I'd love to. You know, I have a little bit of an axe to grind with appetizers. You know, you've heard me lecture on this before, but
yes.
People feel like they have to give so much for an appetizer. I mean, an appetizer is meant to whet our appetites, right? Not fulfill us. So in that spirit, I just want to remind everyone that smaller can be better. And simple things work really, really well. A nice, beautiful bowl of sweet and salty nuts, maybe with a little spice added to them. I love pickled vegetables. You know, the kitchen had a great idea for kind of a modern relish tray that they did with all pickled vegetables, which I think feels really fresh and new. And I have just recently been pickling mushrooms, which I absolutely love. Those beautiful enoki mushrooms, they look almost like they're from a fairy tale. They are the most beautiful things. And I make a very, very simple brine with vinegar, salt, sugar, water. I add a little lemongrass and I crush black pepper so that you get these big chunks of black pepper with every little bite of those sweet, gorgeous little mushrooms. And they're delicious. And I've been eating them a bit obsessively, I have to admit, on Triscuits smeared with a little bit of cream cheese, and it is just delicious.
You know what's great, too, which I think people don't think of, is pickle fruit, because it's a wonderful contrast, sweet, tart, and great with drinks, like cubes of melon. Grapes are fabulous pickled.
Yeah, and they do grapes in the South often. I think that's a great one.
Yeah,
and
there's some
tricky,
really
too. They look like olives, so you're kind of fooling people.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, one strategy that I really have found helps a lot is, wherever possible, buy pre-cut vegetables. Butternut squash you can now buy in cubes, and sweet potatoes. You take that butternut squash, you toss it with a little olive oil, allspice, black pepper, lemon, brown sugar, and slow roast it for maybe an hour. Do that a day or two ahead. Serve it on picks at room temperature.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
You know, the idea of having things at room temperature, Europeans do this all the time. They serve a ton of things at room temperature. And in fact, many, many things taste better at that temperature
than
they do when they're piping hot. Almost any vegetable that you roast is wonderful served room temperature. You, Lynn, have a recipe that I love for that red cabbage and apples glazed with mustard.
Yeah, and that's a delicious, it's a sort of almost a sweet sour treatment of the cabbage. It's inexpensive to do, and you do it a day ahead. You serve it at room temp, and it's just great. You know, the other thing I think people don't realize is that there are so many baked things that are really good, main courses, I mean, that are really good at room temperature. There's this really fabulous-looking crispy feta-stuffed phyllo torte. It's done in a bundt pan. It is a celebration. And, yeah, it takes a little work. But the reality is you do that work early in the day or the day before, and it's just wonderful. People think you have spent hours in the kitchen.
It is gorgeous. It's called Crispy Feta Stuffed Phyllo Torte. And you know who we got that idea from? It was Melissa Clark from the New York Times.
Right,
and that
right.
is a party dish. And you drizzle each piece with a little drizzle of honey. It really is magnificent.
I love it.
So, Lynn, a lot of people are probably still struggling with what they're going to do for their big holiday meals. Do you have any ideas?
Well, you know, one of the ideas I love is there's a leg of lamb that you roast really slowly with honey and spices. And then every plate, you have Moroccan spices. So you have little dishes or little piles of different spice, and you have lettuce leaves. And what people do is they take the sliced lamb, they spice it the way they want it, they roll it up in the lettuce, and they have a very simple sauce that's fresh made, and everybody feasts.
Well, that's certainly non-traditional for the holidays.
You know, Christmas, right? But the reality is it's a wonderful meal. It takes a long time to eat it. Everybody's engaged. And to accompany it, do grilled portobello mushrooms topped with a garlic and arugula topping. And that will be great for people who prefer not to eat meat. And then you can have side dishes if you want.
And what about, tell me one pasta that you would do for a group.
Oh, there's just no question what it would be. It is the simplest and most luxurious pasta I can serve. And it's perfect for the holidays, like Christmas Eve. Fettuccine Alfredo. The true fettuccine Alfredo.
I was going to say, okay. What is the true fettuccine Alfredo?
I will not do my half-hour diatribe on the fact that there is no such thing as an Alfredo sauce. This is what fettuccine Alfredo is. You boil the pasta. You have a big pan. You melt a stick of butter for every pound of pasta. Put the hot pasta right into that melted butter. Toss it with a ton of Parmesan cheese, ground black pepper, a bit of salt, and you are done. That's it. No cream, because the Italians will, well, ask you never to come back. But the point is, that's it. And it is so fabulous, you will not believe it.
Delicious. And what a fun family supper.
Absolutely.
And the other thing that's become a total tradition in my house is I make this gnocchi with ricotta cheese that is so kid-friendly. My daughter started making it with me when she was about 6 years old, and the dough is so malleable. It's like playing with Play-Doh. And it is delicious and easy, and it's served with a really simple red sauce, and it is an absolute must-have Christmas for us, and really a fun thing to do with kids.
How about toasting? What will you toast with this year?
You know, 2013 was one of the best years for Prosecco ever. So I'm sure that there will be a bottle of 2013 on our table. Now, the problem with that is that most Proseccos aren't vintage dated. The better ones are. So if you march into your wine store and ask for a 2013, see what they pull out for you. It's well worth it. And what about you?
Well, my splurge wine is going to be a sparkling wine. It's Schramsberg's Mirabelle Brut Rosé. It's pink. It's bubbly. It's really delicious. And it's around $20 a bottle. But for me, it tastes like bubbly that's much more expensive. So for a splurge, file that one away.
Nothing better than pink wines.
Yeah, exactly.
Cheers, Lynn. Happy holidays.
Cheers to you, Sally. Now, you can find recipes at splendidtable.org. We have a whole collection of easy holiday dishes. And here's Sally and her pal Patty Hinnich and their Big Appetites podcast at infiniteguest.org.